everyone. This is Mistress Brighton, and today I'm over at splashingphonesex.com, and I want you to fuck a jar of jelly. Why the hell do I want you to fuck a jar of jelly? You can blame Florida Slave for the tweet that he sent me of a guy with his dick stuck in a jelly jar, and it looked like a fucking massacre, let me just tell you, because it was like strawberry jelly and or strawberry jam, and it's red, so you can fill in the rest because we're not going to go there. However, I do want you to fuck a jar of jelly for me, and I want you to read my latest blog post, which is titled "Please Pass the Jelly: Splashing with Fruit Preserves." And yes, I did have to sing that, actually. If you'd like to do this for me, there's a couple of things I need to run by you. Number one, warm up your jelly, because cold jelly does not really feel good. I mean, unless you want a fucking ice pussy. So warm it up, and please be careful warming up your jelly, because if it's too hot in the center, sometimes what happens is when you put a glass jar in the microwave, it gets hot in the, it's hotter in the center than it is in the surrounding area. And you stick your dick in that, it's gonna fucking burn. Not only is it gonna burn, but you're sticking your dick into like pure fucking sugar, so it's going to burn and stick to your skin. No bueno. I might be sadistic, but I don't want you to burn your fucking dick off before we can even have any fun. So please, do like a warm water bath to warm it up. That's probably safer than the microwave. But if you do use the microwave, let it cool off first and test it before you stick your dick in it. Like, seriously, guys, some of you, you get horny and you don't think, so I have to put these disclaimers out. Because it's like once all the blood rushes to your dick, you don't think about these things. And then you're in the ER explaining to the nurses and the doctors why you stuck your dick in a jar of hot jelly. Hot spots, guys. Test for hot spots. The very next thing, very important that I want you to do is, okay, well, first of all, when you come in the jelly, you're going to eat it. Duh. I'm not going to like have you fucking a jar of jelly and then not eat it. Like, what the fuck is the point? So anyway, after you do that, please, for the love of peanut butter, go take a fucking shower with soap and water and wash your ass. Wash your balls, wash your dick, wash everything, okay? Rinse yourself thoroughly, because sugar, because yeast infections, because that's how yeast feeds on sugar. You don't want to end up with a really bad rash and back at the doctor's office like, well, hey, how'd you get a rash? Oh, I was fucking jars of fucking jelly for my mistress. Yeah. Your doctor's going to look at you like you've got a few screws loose. Well, maybe not, because they see everything. Like, they see all kinds of crazy stuff. But that's besides the point. Please be safe. And you even need to be safe with food. You would think, oh, I could just fuck food. But no, you have to be safe with food, too. So, anyway, I'm like all over the place today. But yes, I did say on my other blog that I wanted to start 2020 with more food fucking. And I meant that. So I want you guys to call me. And the number to call me is 1-800-601-6975. You're going to ask for Brighton. You're going to fuck your food for me. You're going to fuck your cunt jar. Is that what I called it? A cunt jar? Yeah. I did call it a cunt jar. Okay, and if you want to read this, again, it's at splashingphonesex.com. And I will see all of you wonderful people later. Bye-bye.